WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.
Searching for the missing opioid bill. I'm Elliot Francis. Some residents upended by wildfires in Northern California are being told they can go home this morning. Meanwhile, the search for the missing continues. Karen Kafa is in Sonoma County.
The death toll at least 41 so far. They're eyeing those missing persons reports. 22 of the deaths were here in Sonoma County, so obviously hit very hard here. But looking at those missing persons reports, that number has gone down significantly since before the weekend, and they're hoping that those numbers will stay low.
Legislation introduced by a top Senate Democrat would repeal a bill critics claim dramatically reduce the ability of the DEA to crack down on opioid distributors. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says she's confident her measure will have better support.
Because this is impacting so many families across our country, every single senator and every single member of Congress has tragedies they can speak of that they know about in their state. And so I do think that this is one of these times where you're going to have a collision between doing what's right and frankly, what the big drug companies want you to do. And I have a feeling that we're going to prevail on this and get this repealed.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was hoping that his federal corruption trial would be tossed out Monday. Or from correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
As he walked into federal court in Newark, Senator Menendez was asked about the possibility of the case being tossed.
Well, from your lips to God's ears.
A federal district court judge denied a defense motion to dismiss the case. He didn't buy the defense argument that the prosecution's case didn't fit the Supreme Court's narrow definition of bribery. So now the case is in the hands of the defense.
North Korea is warning that nuclear war could break out at any moment. This says large-scale naval drills are underway between the U.S. and South Korea. The North Deputy's ambassador to the U.N. said Monday that the entire U.S. mainland is now within range of North Korean nuclear weapons. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As some of us were waking up this morning to a little frost on the ground, it's a reminder that winter isn't that far off. But snow lovers may be disappointed again this winter if predictions from forecasters pan out.
Temperatures look to be slightly more mild.
Perhaps around 1 degree above normal.
And the snow, says the Capital Weather Gang's Matt Ross.
Below normal snow. Something like 8 to 12 inches across the district.
D.C. DPW Director Christopher Shorter calls that wonderful news, but if they're wrong, he's ready.
The district has more than 400 pieces of equipment that can be deployed during a snow and ice event.
Lots of lessons were learned after Snowzilla in January 2016, like trying not to build up huge snow piles that block sidewalks.
You should not see as much of that in the future because we are actually training to it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New figures suggest that fewer drivers are illegally passing stopped school buses in Maryland. A survey of school bus drivers by the State Department of Education finds they saw a drop in the number of violations last year. Still, the number remains high. On a single day last spring, bus drivers across Maryland reported a total of nearly 3,400 violations. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has filed a friend of the court brief in support of a lawsuit that challenges the president's ban on transgender individuals in the military.
Number one, the ban on transgender individuals is illegal. It violates the Civil Rights Act. It prohibits discrimination based on gender. And number two, it's a stupid policy.
Frosch says we should be thanking people who choose to serve in the military. And tree experts say Virginia may have its worst season in years for fall foliage. They say a dry stretch over the summer is to blame. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,957, the Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports, the Yankees take Game 3 of the ALCS. Game 4 is this evening. Game 3 of the NLCS is tonight as the Cubs host the Dodgers. Monday Night Football, Tennessee beats Indianapolis. Hockey, the Caps host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's begin Interstate 95 southbound direction. If you're heading south coming off the Beltway, you'll see a lot of activity on the exit ramp to 644. That's due to the tractor-trailer crash. They have that ramp temporarily closed. Beyond, you can use the Franconia-Springfield Parkway exit. Now, northbound side, all your travel lanes are open. Coming out of Stafford, pushing up through to the Beltway and continuing 395 to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Another accident we have is on Maryland's 270 exit ramp from southbound 270 to get on to 109 in Hyattstown. Now, the lanes of 270 are open. I'm just looking at flashing lights here. You can get by on that exit ramp, but a little bit of a distraction for all. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little touch of fall frost advisories west and north of the district will expire this morning. Go through the day with lots of blue sky around. That nice, deep, crisp blue sky we love to see this time of year. 63. Tonight, clear 46. Suburbs colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Burke, 40 in Rockville, 49 degrees in Washington. Senator John McCain warns against spurious nationalism during an event honoring him as a war hero. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It's 5:07, mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Coming up at 6, Vince and Mary, a special broadcast live from the White House. I'm Rick Fowler. In the meantime, Vince and Mary will be chatting with some special guests, Sam Sorbo, Lisa DePasquale, and Fritz Hahn. And right now, here's Vince.
Joining us now, Sam Sorbo, actress, homeschooling mom, radio host, wife of actor Kevin Sorbo, and author of a new book out recently, Teach From Love, a school year devotional for families. We're just a couple weeks into that school year. Sam, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Tell us about the book and how families can use it.
Oh, thank you. Families can use it. It's a homeschool devotional. It's a family devotional. And it basically goes through 72 godly characteristics that families would want for their children, and actually parents would want for themselves. It's a little bit of a brush up for parents too, just to acknowledge that there are certain characteristics that we really should be striving for in our society: honesty, trustworthiness, patience, and those kinds of things are things that aren't taught in school. And I think that it's a good thing for the family to sit down and have discussions about serious issues, like, you know, what happened in school today, and look at it from a perspective of virtue.
And these are things, you know, you say that aren't taught in schools today, but I think those are things that were taught in schools just a generation ago. We learn these things not necessarily from a scripture base, but they were taught in school. Why are they no longer taught in school?
Well, I think the schools just don't have time. I mean, it's not that the teachers can't teach this stuff. They can, and sometimes they will. It really came about, I was teaching seventh grade to my homeschool co-op one day a week. And so that day, to start off the day, I would put a godly characteristic up on the board just to discuss with the kids, and we would have a five-minute discussion about what it looked like when it was missing, and that kind of thing, the definition, the antonyms, and all of that. And then I noticed that throughout the rest of the day, the kids would bring that subject back into our conversation, whether we were talking about science or math. They would always try to work it back in again. And I thought, this is a great way to get kids to at least pay attention to these characteristics. And so I thought, oh, I'll write a book. And initially the book was geared towards homeschoolers. But then I thought, well, who really needs this? Everyone. So my goal is to get it into schools. Now, maybe half the book is biblically based, or I suppose the whole thing's biblically based, because our virtue comes from the Ten Commandments, basically. But About half the book is just stories that come from current day, and then half the book are stories. And every page is a single day, so it's a very short little devotional. You read the little story, or the commentary on the story, and then there's the devotion, and then there are two questions that we ask that are supposed to engender a discussion. And so my hope is that this will bring families closer together or bring classrooms closer together.
You know, so many families, I feel like there are so many things that are distracting each and every member of the family, especially in 2017. You've got phones at the dinner table. You've got even the parents find themselves distracted. It feels like this is exactly the prescription for a family that needs to unwind from all of that and actually be able to connect with one another.
Well, thank you. I think it's good to have something purposeful to distract you from the distractions, right? I mean, you don't solve a habit just by saying, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore. The key to solving a habit is to pick up a different habit, to replace the habit with another habit. So this is a habit that's a good habit that engages the family around the dinner table or around the breakfast table, or just at bedtime. You know, it's a nice habit to have. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, and it gets the conversation going, because, as you point out, we're very distracted in our culture, in our society today, and we really need to bring families closer together, not draw them farther apart.
Playing off of what Vince just had to say here about, you know, social media and our kids being so connected on these devices, does this teach kids how to interact with people, with other children, using these principles?
So that's a fascinating question. I hadn't thought about it that way. But, you know, being a virtuous person certainly helps you interact with other people. And I would hope that we would want virtue and godly characteristics for our kids. So I suppose, yes. I mean, I'm a homeschooler, so I will tell you that, of course, one of the first questions that I always get asked is, well, what about socialization for your kids? And I will tell you, my kids are more social typically than the typical school child, public school child anyway, because when you take a child and put him in a classroom of 30 other children his age, where is he going to learn manners? Where is he going to learn how to interact with adults when he spends the majority of his day with children? But my kids, because they're with me all day, they go to the bank with me, they talk to the bank teller, they go to the grocery store, they talk to the grocery clerk. I send them on errands in the store to talk to the adults to find out where the thing is or whatever. And so my kids, it's an odd thing, but, you know, every plane, we travel a lot also. Every single plane ride I take with my children, the steward or stewardess, the flight attendant says to me, one flight attendant will say to me, inevitably, how well-behaved and how polite my children are. Like, that's something that's just shocking. And it shouldn't be shocking.
It's amazing that's the exception, not the rule. I wonder, what was your habit like before you wrote this book? Are you using the own book in your own book to do these daily devotionals? And did you have sort of a devotional habit before you wrote the book?
I did not have a devotional habit before the book with my kids. I mean, we talked, well, that is to say, we did Bible study, but that's not the same thing as a devotional. And so even though I did devotionals, I didn't do them with my kids. Guided in that, I guess, anyway, that wasn't something that I just, when I started doing this in the classroom, I thought, this is really useful. How can I make this a tool for parents? And so that was the genesis of the devotional. And now, of course, I do the devotional with my kids, and we have a lot of fun. It's not easy when you sit down with kids and ask them a question. Typically, the answer is, I don't know, or yeah, or no, you know?
Right.
So these are questions that are absolutely not yes or no questions, and they're questions that are designed to engage the child in some kind of discussion.
All right, well, let me hold you over, Sam, because we're going to talk to you in just a moment here. We're talking to Sam Sorbo, whose new book is out now, Teach from Love, a School Year Devotional for Families. And we're also going to talk about a new movie in her life and her husband's life, Kevin, all ahead here on Mornings on the Mall.
It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Early ride looks fantastic. Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia for 270. Now, as you come southbound, south of Urbana, down toward that exit for 109 Hyattstown. Even if you're not taking that exit ramp, that's where we have the crash. So see it's some flashing lights. You can still squeeze by on that ramp, and the lanes of 270 are open, but everyone's slowing down just a bit to check it out. On Virginia's 95 southbound, so if you're coming off of the Beltway, southbound 95, the exits get onto 644. That's where we have that exit still closed with the tractor-trailer incident and a lot of flashing lights there. Northbound side, not affected. You look good coming out of Stafford up through to the Beltway. And hey, 66, good morning. You're off to a good start here out of Gainesville, continuing to the Beltway and inside the Beltway as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, high 63. Clear overnight down to 46. Sunshine tomorrow, high 72. Thursday looks sunny and then sunshine for the weekend. We'll be in the mid-70s toward the end of the week. Currently 49 in Washington, 515.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. It's 5:16. I'm Rick Fowler. Coming up at 6, Vince and Mary are live with a very special broadcast from the White House. In the meantime, Vince and Mary are chatting with folks. We'll be talking with Lisa DePasquale coming up, and also Fritz Hahn, and now Vince.
Okay, we're talking to Sam Sorbo here on Mornings on the Mall, an actress, homeschooling mom, and the radio host wife of actor Kevin Sorbo, and the author of the book Teach From Love, A School Year Devotional for Families. We've been talking about the devotional, Sam, but I want to ask you now about this movie, Let There Be Light, coming out October 27th. You're in the film, and your Herculean husband, Kevin Sorbo, is the director. Tell us about it.
So I had the idea for this film a couple years ago, and I approached a friend who's a Hollywood screenwriter to write it with me. Dan Gordon wrote The Hurricane with Denzel Washington and Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. And initially he said no, but when he heard the idea, he jumped right on board, which I just thought that's a huge blessing. About 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity called my husband out of the blue and said, hey, I want to do a faith-based film with you. Do you have anything? So the three of us flew out to New York to pitch Sean, and in about half an hour, he wrote a check. And having been in Hollywood for many years and watched many people not get films produced, I will tell you the genesis of this film is a miracle in itself. The film tells the story of a hardened atheist who enjoys mocking Christians, who has a near-death experience and sees something that doesn't gel with his worldview. And he spirals out of control and gets very depressed and doesn't know what to do with it. Because in his vision, he had a message. And so the movie is about trying to figure out what that message is and what it means and what he's supposed to do with it, because it challenged everything that he really held dear. It's a movie about grief. It's a movie about overcoming. It's a movie about faith. It's a love story. It's a story of fatherhood, and it's really the movie that I wanted to make, and I'm just so proud of it.
The great thing about movies like this is that they tend to do well at the box office, and we're starting to see Hollywood start to take another look at movies like this, movies that are successes, movies that are patriotic, movies that do deal with religion, because that is, I think, a mainstay for a lot of Americans, and they want to see an uplifting movie like this. What is, where are you in production with this movie?
Comes out on October 27th, so we're about 2 weeks away today. You can go to lettherebelightmovie.com to get more information. We have all the theaters listed. It's opening nationwide. And if you want to organize a group, there are group ticket discounts as well, because we're working through the churches. This is a movie to grow the church. I want people to understand that there is a darkness in the world. We see it in the black flags of ISIS. We see it across in the black headscarves of people. We see a darkness, and we don't really know what to do with it. And I will tell you that there is one cure for the darkness, and that is the light.
It's such a great point. I wonder, as you know, where this script came from. What inspired you here? Because I think about, like, you know, friends and family and people who have, you know, people who are atheists in their own lives, and they constantly, you know, they want to convince them, like, hey, the path of religiosity actually is totally worth it and actually makes reasoned sense. What inspired the movie here?
You know what? It's all of a piece. What I see in our schools today is our children are being taught that they, and I'm talking about public schools predominantly, but our children are being taught that they're accidents of nature. I think that's child abuse. I think it's a horrible thing to tell a child that they're just an accident that happened along and that their life has no purpose, because that's the conclusion that they would have to draw from that. And then furthermore, I think it's awful to teach them that survival of the fittest is the law of the land. Because if you subscribe to survival of the fittest, then you can't possibly have a problem with what ISIS is doing or what Harvey Weinstein did, for that matter. It's survival of the fittest. He was a bully. Everybody knew he was a bully. Nobody said anything except Brad Pitt told him to stay away from Gwyneth Paltrow. Well, good for him. He left all the other young women out there to suffer at Harvey Weinstein's aggression. And yet no one said anything because they embraced survival of the fittest. And I think that if good Americans, if Americans of virtue want to see entertainment that upholds their values and that is uplifting and hopeful, they might not need to turn to Hollywood, but they do need to support independent filmmakers and independent producers like Sean Hannity, who put his money where his mouth was and says, you know what, I want to engage the culture and I want to provide people entertainment that I want to see. And so I'm hoping that, you know, with what's happened in this country recently with the election and the electorate and the middle America and the forgotten man and woman understanding that they have a voice, and then Trump taking on the NFL and saying, you better stand for the anthem. That's what you ought to be doing. And the NFL being cowed by the American purse, the good men and women of America who are saying, you know what? Sunday's no longer my football day. My football day is now going to be Saturday until they get this sorted out. And Roger Goodell coming out and saying, well, I think the NFL really needs to stand for the anthem because the American people are speaking up, using the power of the purse and using their voices, and I'm hoping that they'll use their voices and go to the theaters on October 27th to support this movie, because this is a movie that upholds faith, freedom, and family.
Real quick, you mentioned Harvey Weinstein. I saw one statistic that suggested that Harvey Weinstein's been thanked more than God at in Academy Awards in recent
2015.
Years. Do you have a sense that there's not much of a place in Hollywood for God?
I came up with, I was in development for a faith-based TV show about 2.5 years ago. And I went into a Hollywood an executive office at one of the big networks. I won't say which one, but the executive said to me, and she was in charge of programming, she said, look, I understand that there is a desire for this, but I don't understand the faith-based community. My faith is on a shelf. And so for that reason, this is a pass for us. So here's the thing. If you can put your faith on a shelf, then you have no faith, because faith without works is dead. And I'll tell you something. If you're operating in the real world without any acknowledgement of your faith, then you're a hypocrite. You show me a politician who doesn't make decisions based on his religion and his worldview, and I will show you a hypocrite.
Sam Sorbo, thank you. I think it's a good note to end on and a good message. Let's mention
it's
your
a
new book.
Harsh.
Yeah, no, I like it. People need a good message like that. New book out now, Teach From Love, a school year devotional for families. And the new movie, Let There Be Light, comes out October 27th in theaters nationwide. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This is Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. I know it's my responsibility and no one else's to make my home a safe place. It's my job to check that my doors and my windows are all locked before I leave the house or I go to bed. I know it's my job to leave the porch lights on in the evening. When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops here with me. And like you, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe?
Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know it, criminals know it, and I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary with their no theft guarantee. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their homes safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at notheftguarantee.com. That's notheftguarantee.com. Ackerman Security Systems, the sign of real security.
It's 525, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, 270 coming southbound out of the Frederick area. A little bit of volume here starting to form as you head past Route 80, Urbana down toward 109. Good news is, though, the crash that was on that exit to get onto 109, that's been cleared. So you can use that exit and really not causing much of a rubbernecking delay anymore, so in good shape. No problems, Beltway topside, in fact, the entire Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, checking out fine. In Virginia, coming out of, say, Springfield area off of 395 or the Beltway, southbound 95, the exit ramp to 644 remains closed with cleanup from a tractor-trailer crash. Northbound side unaffected. Northbound, though, this time in the morning is when we start to see some delays as you push into Aquia and again through Dale City. But again, it's just the volume forming. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much chillier air now settling in. Sky crystal clear. We'll keep it that way throughout the daytime hours today. Frost advisories west and north expire mid-morning. Mostly sunny later, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 49 degrees at 525.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ever wonder why some real estate agents get their home sellers more money than others? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar. Sarah and Debbie have 6 proprietary resources that other realtors just don't have. It's absolutely a fact that these resources net sellers more money on average when they go with the Reynolds team. Listen, it does matter to you who you hire. Making the wrong choice could cost you thousands if you don't pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team right now. Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar for the sale of your home, then I strongly recommend you call my friend Sarah and Debbie right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call today. 844-344-SOLD.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. We're at 529, and coming up at 6, a very special broadcast live from the White House. In the meantime, Vince and Mary will be chatting with Lisa DePasquale and Fritz Hahn. News now at 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There's a big meeting today in the NFL on the national anthem controversy.
NFL policy allows players to choose whether or not to stand. Today at an owner's meeting, union leaders, players, and the owners will brainstorm ways to address the controversy. Players want their cause recognized, and the league is pushing for a unified stance on the anthem.
Correspondent Clayton Neville. California Governor Jerry Brown is calling it one of the greatest tragedies in his state's history. The major wildfires that broke out last week have now killed dozens of people and done billions in damage.
The 15 major wildfires in California have scorched more than 217,000 acres. State Senator Mike McGuire tweeted the fires have done at least $3 billion worth of damage and counting. But Brett Gouveia with CAL FIRE says progress is being made.
We're getting a lot more black line on these fires. Our containment percentages are continuing to go up.
The National Weather Service says rain is in the forecast this week, which will help fire crews. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Weather forecasters expect a milder than average winter for us again this year, with less snow than average too for a second straight year. Matt Ross with the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang says Washington might see just 8 to 12 inches of snow total all winter. A survey of Maryland school bus drivers reveals that they may be seeing a drop-off in the number of drivers who illegally pass stopped buses. But the number is still alarmingly high. On a single day last spring, bus drivers across the state reported seeing nearly 3,400 violations. That's down about 1,000 from the same time a year earlier. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,957. The Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Titans beat the Colts on Monday Night Football. Baseball, the Yankees beat the Astros in ALCS Game 3. NHL, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
Listen, if you're struggling with your weight, please don't kill yourself at the gym and don't go on one of those, you know, roller coaster yo-yo fad diets, all right? I've done both of those things, and sure, they work temporarily, but they're pretty rough on your body, and also, well, they don't work. That's why they call them a yo-yo diet, because you lose the weight, and then you go right back up and gain the weight, and then you go back down. That ain't so good. Please do what I did. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss and learn how to lose the weight and learn how to keep it off. So if you have 20, 30, 100-plus pounds to lose, get your eating eating behavior under control, lose that weight the healthy way with smart nutrition. That's what I did. I lost almost 40 pounds, and I've kept it off now. I'm very happy with everything that EMP 180 Weight Loss was able to do for me. I'm confident they'll be able to help you. And they've just opened a brand new location in Rockville, Maryland. So the original in Tyson's Corner in Rockville, we got you coming and going here in Maryland and Virginia. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 855-888-0180.
Mary Walter here for Thompson Creek Window Company. Your home is your castle, and when it comes to outside noise, you should be in control of what gets in your home. That's why Thompson Creek has developed SoundShield. Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation methods. So your neighbor's car stereo, the dog two houses over, even your friendly neighborhood leaf blower, the noise simply gets reduced. SoundShield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows, making you king of your castle once again. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window. Get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs get a free SoundShield upgrade. Call 855-57-CREEK now or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in the Landover area. Crash is on the outer loop as you're heading toward the exit for 202. So outer loop north on your way to 50, the John Hanson Highway. But I'm checking it out and looks like it's contained to the right shoulder. Not causing a delay for now, but I don't want you to get distracted. So again, on the outer loop near 202 for the crash activity on the shoulder. For 50 commuters coming inbound John Hanson Highway, do watch near Freeway Airport. May have an incident there. 270 south of Volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Exit to 109 reopened from the earlier crash. We still have the exit ramp in Virginia closed from southbound 95 to go on to 644. Tractor-trailer incident on that exit ramp. Cleanup continues. And for northbound side, the normal backup, Stafford into Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures staying down below average for a change. Any frost advisories around west and north expire mid-morning. Sunny, low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear down into the mid-40s. Suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, low 70s. Thursday, a little warmer. Mostly sunny in the mid-70s. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Vienna, 40 in Hyattsville, 49 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Mornings on the Mall at 5:37. I'm Rick Fowler. Coming up at 6, Vince and Mary with a very special broadcast live from the White House. In the meantime, Vince and Mary chatting with Fritz Hahn and Lisa DePasquale. And here's Mary.
Joining us right now is Lisa DePasquale. She's the author of a new book called The Social Justice Warrior Handbook, a practical survival guide for snowflakes, millennials, and Generation Z. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love this book. I've seen this book out. I know people who have this book. It's fantastic, and it's not what you think. It's really not a handbook for social justice warriors, is it?
No. I mean, it's a fun, you know, political humor book that's not mean-spirited, but definitely shows, you know, some of the ridiculous things that these social justice warriors, you know, spend their time thinking about.
The amazing thing to me, Lisa, whenever I think of social justice warriors, it's the idea that words can physically hurt you. That's the thing that always gets me the most.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you probably write a lot about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's one part. The thing is that, you know, initially I was trying to come up with things that, you know, I think might be offensive to them, like trying to create something new. But instead, when I searched, the things that they actually drove them crazy were so funny that I just had to include them. And one of them is a word that I just mentioned, and that's offensive songs. And one of them is Crazy for You by Madonna, because it uses a slur for mental illness.
Oh, I have to tell you, my husband and I, one of our favorite things to do every holiday season is to listen to those songs that are played on the radio in celebration of the holiday season. And we can pick out every offensive thing in those songs. It's a thing that we do. So that could be a whole chapter in your book, and I can help you with that. You talk about a social justice warrior bug out bag. Why would I need a bag? In what instance? And what should I have in it?
Oh, well, this might be like if you go to Coachella or Fyre Festival, or maybe just, end up camping out for concert tickets or something like that, or maybe you get thrown out of your parents' home. So in your bug-out bag, you want to have, you know, some sort of non-GMO vegan snack that will last you a day or two, you know, some LaCroix or, you know, some kind of sparkling water. And then also, just because being on your own can be hard, maybe something for inspiration to read, like Lena Dunham's book. So you want to take care of all your needs, but don't worry about having, you know, pen and paper or a flashlight or anything like that, because you have your phone.
I wonder, Lisa, you know, there's so many issues that we deal with on a daily basis that feel like they fall squarely in the wheelhouse of sort of the social justice warrior. And I look at things like, you know, people accusing each other of cultural appropriation for, say, liking rap music or wearing their hair the wrong way. So what else does the book get into? What other things can we find inside here?
Well, you can find how to ruin a holiday meal with your food philosophy. So, you know, how to, you know,
oh, I love that.
Be arrive as a guest at someone's house and complain about whether they got their, you know, whether the green bean casserole has dairy and if the turkey is free range. And
yes, my favorite is people who demand
turkey.
My favorite is people who demand gluten free and don't have any need for it. That's my favorite category of person.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is food philosophy is sort of like your gender. It can be totally fluid. So you want to make sure you change it to be what's most inconvenient for your host.
The other thing that I notice a lot with social justice warriors is the extent to which they use social media to convey their feelings. That's about the extent of their activism in some cases, where they'll just sort of like get on their Facebook page, click like on a cause, and that's about the end of it. They're not going to be more involved than that. Have you noticed that that's sort of the social justice warrior base?
Yeah, there's definitely some virtue signaling when it comes to being a slacktivist. The other thing that they like to do is, get companies to, you know, pull ads or boycott companies. And the problem is that the media is, to them, it's a positive. The media is their cohorts in this. So, you know, they can tweet to the New York Times and say, you know, we're seeing these ads on this website and we disagree, and this, you know, store should stop advertising here. And the New York Times will write it up and not even mention that the accounts that are, you know, tweeting to them have like 2 or 10 followers. You know, this isn't representing some groundswell of outrage.
Lisa DePasquale, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
That's Lisa DePasquale, author of the new book, Social Justice Warrior Handbook, A Practical Survival Guide for Snowflakes, Millennials, and Generation Z.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. As part of the Puerto Rico Air National Guard, the mission of the 198th Airlift Squadron is to support the air bridge that the military has established between the U.S. mainland and Puerto Rico. The air bridge is the dozens of daily flights flown by the military that bring in personnel and supplies to support the relief effort. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game.
There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. Looking good here coming in from the west off the Greenway onto the toll road. No early issues there out of Leesburg. 7's running well. 66, a little bit of volume in Manassas is as expected. On Interstate 95, Virginia, same story with our normal volume delays forming through Aquia, again into Woodbridge. Southbound 95, though, if you're coming off of 395 or off the Beltway, we still have the exit ramp from southbound 95 to 644 closed, crash cleanup. DC 295, just some of the volume here south of 50 and the BW Parkway. Again, just on the brakes here approaching Benning Road, East Capitol Street. We're quiet across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Looks great. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure in, and it's chilly Canadian high pressure finally. A little touch of fall. Frost advisories west and north of the district will expire this morning. Look for the day with lots of blue sky around. That nice, deep, crisp blue sky we love to see this time of year. 63. Tonight, clear 46. Suburbs colder. Sunshine tomorrow, 72. Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
49 degrees in Washington at 5:45 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
WMAL's Mornings on the Mall at 5:46, a very special day. Coming up at 6, Vince and Mary will be broadcasting live from the White House. Chris Plant live at the White House at 9. In the meantime, Vince and Mary, special guests for you. And now, here's Vince.
All right, coming up here now on Mornings on the Mall, we welcome Fritz Hahn of the Washington Post's Going Out Guide. And Fritz, you have, I think, what they call one of the coolest jobs in Washington. That's fun because your job is to go out, drink, eat, and have fun, right?
Yeah, basically.
Sounds awesome. So let's ask you, how can you do that this fall?
We're surrounded by all these great corn mazes where basically you just go out and you wander through a cornfield, acres and acres, and just spend time with your friends trying to figure out how you get out of the corn maze. One of my favorites is actually up in Frederick. It's called Summers Farm. You may have heard of them because a few years ago, they made a giant corn maze shaped like Taylor Swift's face. But this year, they're actually doing one where it is dedicated to the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Army. And so you just basically wander through acres of rows of corn, and you try to figure out how to get out. And there's a bridge. There are clues scattered throughout trying to help you. There's a map that really probably won't do you too much good, but it's actually a lot of fun. And while you're up there, you know, you get to enjoy some apple cider and donuts, and just kind of a fun way to spend an afternoon outdoors. If you ever go out and you get out to Cox Farms out in Centerville, is fantastic. They have basically everything a kid could want. You can make a scarecrow. You can go on giant slides. You can pick your own apples. You can go on a hayride basically that is driven by a tractor. It's one of those things where if you're a kid, you just get there and you look and there's so many things to do and you just want to like kind of run around in circles and do everything at the same time. That's just something that I find irresistible.
What about, you know, forget the families for a moment. Let's think clearly about the adults. One of the things I like doing is driving into Virginia and finding these wineries, especially the ones that have, like, outdoor fire pits and an area where you can sort of drink their wine and also eat and celebrate some of these and just hang out by the fire. Any recommendations this year for that?
Ooh, oh, you got me on wineries because I read about beer.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that, now you're in my wheelhouse. I'm the beer one here. He's the wine,
right,
on
well,
the beer.
We'll give you a mulligan here. Let's go for beer this time then.
Okay, well, so one of my favorite big outdoor beer places, well, sorry, let me try again. One of my favorite breweries to go for the outdoors in the fall weather is called Vanish out in Leesburg. And the reason it's so incredible is because you have this giant beer hall inside and they make really, really good craft brews, which is fine. But then also outdoors, they have a barbecue. They have people smoking barbecue. They have picnic tables. They have basically everything you would want, a fire pit. You can go hang out and you can drink indoors if the weather is a little chilly or it's a little rainy. Or you can go sit outside under the fall trees and look at the colors and basically enjoy, enjoy being outside while you have this great fall weather.
I actually wrote that down, and I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm going to be doing in the coming weeks.
It's just north of Leesburg. It's really easy to get to, and it's just very scenic, which a lot of the breweries in the D.C. area are not.
With about 30 seconds to go here, if you can't get away from D.C., if you happen just to kind of be in the city, you know, what can somebody who wants to enjoy the season do? You head down to Georgetown, down to the waterfront, what?
So my favorite thing to do in D.C. for the season would probably be a pop-up bar called Pub Dread, which is on 7th Street in Shaw. And basically, it is three bars that have been kind of put together, and they have a Halloween theme. So you go in one room, there are creepy dolls staring at you. You go in another room, and things jump out at you. There are kind of empty coffins around and headstones. They serve drinks in basically kind of tiki glasses, but shaped like skulls. They have drinks that are garnished with little gummy brains.
Ooh, fun. Very different.
It's very different. And also, it's kind of the thing where you can bring your friends and you can take photos if you want, or you can just hang out and try not to be scared.
Well, Fritz, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I know, as I said, I know where I am going to be hanging out in the coming weeks. Maybe I will see you there and have a wonderful fall.
Thanks, you too.
That's Washington Post's Fritz Hans of the Going Out Guide on Mornings on the Mall.
5:50 WMAL Mornings on the Mall coming up at 6. A very special day at WMAL live from the White House. Vince and Mary will be there. Right now, here's El Rushbo.
Over the weekend, the flagship paper of the drive-by media, the New York Times, expressed concern for the Republican-led Congress. They claimed that President Trump's executive order to stop paying insurance companies the subsidies they were getting under Obamacare has put Congress in a tight spot. Trump's ending those subsidies, they say, could lead to chaos in the insurance landscape. Insurance companies might flee Obamacare. The cost to stay in Obamacare might rise, causing some consumers to be priced out. The Times even found a hostile Republican governor willing to spout Democrat talking points. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval vented that Trump's action would hurt kids, families, people with mental health issues, veterans. Well, it would just hurt everybody. Now, first things first, the New York Times and every other drive-by media outlet ignores the central issue. The subsidies flowing to insurance companies under Obamacare were illegal. According to a federal court decision, the payments were unconstitutional from day one, and they had to end. Second, people have already been hurt by Obamacare. Costs have been rising uncontrollably since it was enacted. There's already chaos. People are already priced out of good coverage. Millions lost their doctors and plans that they liked, along with freedom to follow their conscience. And last, Congress is only in a tight spot because Republicans failed to honor their 7-year promise to get rid of this. I don't have any sympathy.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, that huge credit bureau data breach a few weeks ago may have dropped off your radar, but once your personal information's out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity months, even years after the breach. But fortunately, my friends, there's LifeLock. Sign up today, and they'll use proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts opened in your name that you didn't do, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, they have a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist team that works to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock will look after your identity well after the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833. Get 10% off when you use the promo code RUSH. Promo code RUSH, 10% off LifeLock.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It's 5:55 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're not off to too bad of a start here for the beginning of the rush hour. 66. We'll have some volume here as expected through Manassas heading out towards Centerville. And then quiet. The Beltway through Falls Church still looks good. Bridges into town. No early worries over the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway checks out fine. Now, we do have a crash blocking an exit ramp. Virginia commuters coming from 395 and off the Beltway, southbound 95 exit ramp to 644. Still remains closed. Accident involves tractor trailer and cleanup continues. Maryland on 270. Here we come. A bit slow here. Right after you merge off the 70 right near Buckystown Pike, off and on past Urbana down toward 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly morning. Finally, frost advisories to the west and north will expire mid-morning. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 49 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples. 556.
Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. Buy select HP printers at Staples and have ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. Print up to 15 pages per month for free or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/instaink for details. Staples, it's...
Do you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job. So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear. Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show this weekend only. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. Whether you're planning or simply dreaming, this is the show for you. Presented by Log Home Living, Timber Home Living, and Cabin Living Magazines. The Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show this weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
5:59, it's WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler, just minutes away from Vince and Mary, live from the White House, then Chris Plant from the White House at 9. News next at 6 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM.